Lamed Alef van de beter had ik niet. Hier, daar Lamed Alef van de beter. In het midden. Yes, the shaila was, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold, you need hodor by esrog or not? That was the shaila. So up until now, we want to say that by esrog, for sure, he does need esrog. He does need hodor. There has to be a nice esrog. It's only a question, it's only by a lulav that he doesn't have to have hodor. That's what we were saying until now. Now the Gemara says, no, toshima, esrog hayoshin. If you have an old esrog, posel. It's possible. Why? Like we have, because it's not hodor. It doesn't look nice. It's probably an old one, means it's dried out. It's not kosher. If we have Yehuda Ma'achshir, Yehuda says, no, it's kosher. Has even a dried out esrog is kosher. So to Yufta, the Rava to Yufta. This is a kasha, and Rava, it's a kasha. In other words, Rava wanted to say that Yehuda just holds you don't need hodor by lulav. A dried out lulav is kosher. Ma'ashenken and esrog, there the Torah says, pre-ates hodor. Hodor means it has to be a nice pre. Now we're bringing a raya note that even Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't need hodor even by esrog. Therefore, if you have an old esrog, it's kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a kasha on Rava. But the more kasha now, is that true? For loy boy hodor, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't have to have hodor, a nice fruit for an esrog? We are non-tanan, we learned like this. Hayorik kikarsi. Let's say you have an esrog that's green. It's green like a leek. Is Rabbi Meir mach, Rabbi Meir says it's kosher, you could have a green esrog. Rabbi Yehuda poisel. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's no good. If you have a green esrog, it's no good according to Rabbi Yehuda. So what should be wrong with a green one? Lav mishum de boy hodor. Isn't it because you have to have a hodor, a nice esrog? And if it's green, it's not called nice. Nice means it has to be yellow. So the chur you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do have to have a pre-ates hodor, a nice fruit for an esrog. So my answer is no. Loi, that's not the reasoning. Mishum de loy goma peri. I'll tell you there, it's not called the fruit is finished. It's not called a finished fruit yet. But you have to have an esrog means, a pre-ates hodor means a finished fruit. If it's still green, he holds it's not finished. But once you have a finished one, even though it's not hodor, lamashla dried out already, then you have Yehuda holds, he's moida that it's kosher. And that's what the divorce speaks out. That it comes out now that Yehuda doesn't know from hodor. So there are a lot of halachas we have in the whole perek that things are possible because it's not called hodor. So you want to tell me Rabbi Yehuda argues on everything. So you want to say no, that Yehuda also holds, you have to have a complete fruit, even not with the mitzvah's hodor. It's like the Mara says, now it has to be a finished fruit. If it's green, or it's not the right size yet, that's not called a finished fruit. That's not called a gemar peri, it's posla contra Yehuda. Yehuda really only argues when the fruit is completely grown. It's a finished fruit, but it's dried out, that's still kosher. Even though it's not hodor, it doesn't look nice, but since it's a full fruit, that's yoytza. But that's not, it could be if it's something's missing, it has a hole in it, maybe if you would also hold this puzzle. That's not called a complete fruit. If you would also hold, you have to have a complete fruit. Just if you have the whole thing just that it dried out, that's the machloikis. That if you would still it's kosher, and that we owe the halacha, let the rabbanan know, being in hodor, it has to be a nice fruit. If it's dried out, it's puzzle. Right, another kasha the Gemara asks now. Toshima, come in here. She or esrog, cotton. What's the smallest size that an esrog could be and still be kosher? What's an esrog cotton? Rabbi Meir, Weimer Meir says, kegois. Even if it's smaller, the size of a nut, still is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda, Weimer Kebetza. If you don't know, it has to be a bigger size. The smallest size it could be to be kosher, the size of an egg. Why? Lav mishum de boy hodor. Isn't it because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the esrog has to be a nice one? And if it's so small, like a nut, it's not called nice, it has to at least be the size of an egg. So who we see even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be hodor, it has to be a nice esrog. So the Gemara says, Loi, that's not the reason according to Rabbi Yehuda, Loi, that's not the reason. Mishum de Loi goma peri. The Torah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not called the finished fruit, like we just said. We have Yehuda's moida, the fruit has to be finished. So if it's not that big, if it's not big, at least the size of an egg, that's not called the finished fruit, you're not yet to the mitzvah. Toshima, come in here. Uva goidol. Of a gadol, what's the biggest size an esrog could be and still be kosher? What's the biggest size? Kidei sheyechoyz shnayim biyod yachas. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The biggest size it could be that you could still hold two of them in your hand. In other words, it can't be tremendous that you could only hold one in your hand. It has to be a size that you could hold two of them in one hand. That's the biggest it could be. If it's bigger than that, if you can't hold two of that size in one hand, it's possible contra Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says no. even if you have to use your two hands to hold this tremendously big esrog, still it's kosher. In other words, no matter how big it is, as long as it has other simonim that are kosher, it's a kosher esrog. So now my timer, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it can't be too big? He holds it has to be the size that you could hold two of them in your hand. Why? Lav mishum de boy hoder. Isn't it because it has to be a nice fruit? And if it's too big, if it's a jumbo one that you can't hold two of them in your hands, that's too big, it's not called nice. So Lachur, you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's also a mitzvah to have hoder. It has to be nice. So Mara says, Loi, no, that's not the reasoning. I tell you, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds, if it's too big, it's no good, it's like a gzerim of the Rabbanim, why it's no good. The reason is, Kivin de Yama Rabba. Since Rabbi says, we'll see later, that lulav v'yamin, you have to hold the lulav in your right hand. And the reason is, since there are three minim tied together, like roiv of the four minim are in the lulav, that's why that's mechoshev, you have to hold the lulav in your right hand. The esrig v'smoil, the esrig by itself, you hold in the left hand. Now, zimnin de mechalfilei, sometimes it'll come out that people will change it around, that by mistake, first they'll pick up and put the lulav in the left hand, and then they'll have the esrig in the right hand. Now, in such a case, v'yosaliafchinu, then if somebody's going to tell them the halacha, you have to change around. You're going to have to change around the esrig and the lulav and change around hands right now. So v'yosaliyav sulei, if you're going to have such a big lulav that you have to hold it with two hands, how are you going to change it around now? How could you have the lulav in one hand and the esrig in the other hand and change it around? It's going to fall out of your hands. And if the lulav and the esrig fall from the floor, it'll become puzzle maybe. So therefore, midrabbanan, don't have an esrig too big that you shouldn't be able to change it around like this. They have to put both of them in one hand and then take it like this. So make sure the esrig is not that big that you can have two esrigs in your hand. If you go two in one hand, so it means who are they going to have a lulav and esrig? If you have them in the wrong hand, this is the lulav and this is the esrig. You have to change it around. You'll be able to go like this and it won't fall out of your hand. Mashenka, the esrig is going to be so tremendously big that you need two hands to carry it, it'll fall out of your hand. So midrabbanan is like a gzeira that you're not yotze the mitzvah. But really, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold you need harder. The post of Torah still says pre-eighth hoder. It says you have to have a nice fruit, so at least the esrig has to be hoder. How can Rabbi Yehuda hold that even a dried out esrig is still yaitzah? And the Gemara, ha-hu, you know what the word means? Hador b'yilona mishon l'shona. It just means that it stays on the tree from year to year. That's the type of a fruit you need. Esrig is the only fruit that stays from year to year. So that's what hoder means. Doesn't mean pretty, nice. It just means hadar, it lives on the tree from year to year. That's all. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Shalashayra v'shalir ha'nidachas. If you have a lulav that came off a tree that the goyim worship it, it's an asherah, or else a tree that was grown on ir ha'nidachas that the Jews there worshipped avodah zarah over them, and then you have to burn the whole city down, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah. For the Gemara is a true v'shalashayra apostle. For Yomar Rova, lulav shall avoid the Zorah. Somebody has a lulav, shall avoid the Zorah. So Rashi learns, what does lulav shall avoid the Zorah mean? Sheshimash bar avoid the Zorah. You used it to worship the avoid the Zorah. Lechabe lefoneh karka, either use it like a broom to clean the floor in front of the avoid the Zorah. Inami shavadosa belulav, lavira lefoneh o lezarka boy. Or else that's the way you worship this avoid the Zorah. Like you take a lulav and you throw it in front of him, or else you just pass it by him. That's called the lulav shel avoy dezora. In other words, Rashi did not want to learn. We're talking about a tree that the goyim worshipped, and now you pulled off the branch from that tree. Because if you pulled off the branch, that would be called the bittul of avoy dezora. In other words, it was an avoy dezora that worshipped the tree. If you're going to pull off a branch, that's called you be mevatlit. So it wouldn't have an isra avoy dezora. So Rashi wants to talk about a lulav by itself that you worship the avoy dezora with this lulav. Either you threw it in front of him, or you walked in front of him. That's the avoida you did with the lulav. So this lulav is also v'anor. So Rava says, don't take it, lo yito. Aber v'yimnot ha-kosher. The law is, if you take it, though, you should know it's kosher. Even though it's also v'anor, but the klal always is, mitzvah is lav lehenes nitno. Rashi says, v'yimnot ha-kosher. V'yafagav v'yisuri anor, it's also v'anor. The mitzvah is lav lehenes nitno. Kleimer, en kia mitzvah ha-noy saguf. The kiyum of the mitzvah is not called hanoi, you're having enjoyment. El avoidas eved the rabbi, it's your son. The mitzvahs we do is like a chukah. We do it like an eved, we're a slave to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why we do mitzvahs. So not to have enjoyment from it. So therefore, the hakiyum of the mitzvah is not called hanoi. So therefore, you take the lulav, shall avoid the zorah, you mekayim the mitzvah. So Chota Kasha, our Mishnah says, you're not Makarim the Mitzvah. So Gemara answers, Hocho Ba'asher with the Moshe Askinen. Here we're talking about the trees that was around by the times of Moshe, the way Rashi learns. We'll soon see. Techtusa Mechteshira. That since these trees are Mechuyev to be sorry, you have to burn it. So since you have to burn it, it's considered like it's burnt already. So it's like chopped up. Techtusa Mechteshira is chopped up. This shear, you don't have it big enough. Now, as we had before, lulav has to at least be 4 tefachim long. Now, since this lulav, you have to burn it, it's considered like it's chopped up already. Deikanam, you'll bring your proof. Diktoni dum yadir anidachish mamina. It says, in the Mishnah, it says, shalashay rabbi shalir ir anidachis. Just like ir anidachis, that's the city that robe the people worshipped the Avodah Zarah. That the din is you have to burn down the whole tree, the whole city. Here also, we're talking about a lulav that you have to burn it. Therefore, since it has to be burnt, therefore, it's ktusa mechteshirayin, it doesn't have enough of a shear. That Rava said, a lulav shel avodah zarah, it could be mekayim, that's talking about it belongs to goyim. A lulav that avodah zarah belongs to a goy, the locher is, if the goy is mevatlit, like changes his mind not to use it, and does a maisa to show it, it's not also banor anymore. So regular lulav, it could be, you don't have to burn it. Let's be mevatlit, it'll be mutter. Ma'ashenken asher with the moisher means that it belonged to a Jew. The locher is now by the zarah that belonged to a Jew, it has no more bittul. Once a Jew owns it, so no matter what you do to it, you can't make it like mutter banor. It still remains also banor, and you have to burn it. So Rashi says, ba'asher with the moisher, oisom shoyu b'shas kibush eretz Yisrael. She'atrichen akostas reifa, k'desil v'yasfein tisifon beish. You have to burn it. Now, v'lulav tzorach shir, it has to be four tfochim. Fahai, since this lulav has to be burnt, command the mechtech shirei. It's as if it's chopped up already. Kivon l'sreifa koi, since it has to be burnt. So that Rashi says in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the ikon akudar is that it belonged to the Jews. And about the zara that belongs to a yid is also by no liyolam, you can't be mevatlet. So therefore you have to burn it. Marshenkin and about the zara that belongs to a guy, then there's a heter of bittel. If you do a maisa to show you don't want to use it anymore, it's not also by no, so you don't have to burn them. Therefore, in such an avoid the zara, brother says, metchila don't take it, it's not nice. But if you took it already, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Ma'ashenken asher with the moishet, you have to burn, there's no way you can be mekayim the mitzvah. Even though mitzvah's lav lehenes nitna, it's not called you being over the yisr hanor by using it, because there's no enjoyment of using it. But the loch riz is not called you have a shear, you don't have the size of a lulav. Even though lemaitzi, you have the long lulav here, but since the din it has to be burnt, we consider like it's not here anymore. So Mishnah Vaita. Then the Mishnah says, niktam roishoy, if the top of the lulav was cut off, the lulav is possible. Amar Rav Huna, loishan velo niktam. It only means that the top leaves was cut off. Niktam pasha means cut off a little bit. Now there are a lot of different shittas halacha exactly how much is called possible of the lulav. There's the one, the most cool dikka shita there is. Niktam means the wood itself, the shedra itself has to be chopped off. Like our lulavs, I don't have one here, but our lulavs, there's the shedra means that's the bark of it, like it goes up. Now the leaves go up much further up. There's some shittas that learn that the top leaves, you could chop them all off. As long as you didn't touch the bark, the wood of the lulav itself, still it's kosher. That's the most cool digga shita. The niktam reisha means you chop off from the top part of the lulav itself. The halacha we makbid know that even the top leaves, but frat the top two leaves, the tumais, the top two ones, if anything happens to it, even a mashum, is cut off, the maisa we don't use it. So we makbid use it. Niktam reisha means any little bit of the top leaves was chopped off, it's possible. Amar Rav Huna, Lashana Vala Niktam, it's only was chopped off. Niktam, mamish cut off. Avol Nistak Kosher, was only split, it was split, it's kosher. Trashi Nistak Rosh Yelyan, if the top leaves were just split, it's still kosher. For the Mara, that's true. The Nistak Kosher is a split kosher. For a Tanya, we learned like this. Lulav Kofuf. If you have a lulav that's bent over like a hunchback. Trashi Kofuf, Roishoy Kofuf Kegman, like a hunchback person. Doimus Lish Gabon the Azokan Shirashayim Shochan Kuf Lamata. Zmamish bent over. The whole lulav is like bent over. You have a hunchback lulav. It's possible. Or else kivats. Or else you have lulav that they were like thorns growing on the lulav. Trashi Shayotsin Beshedra Shloy Uksin. You have like thorns, Kimin Kutsin. Like thorns are sticking out of the Shedra. The Shedra is like the front part of our lulav that we use. It looks like a flat, smooth backbone. That's called the shedra of the lulav. So if on the smooth part of the lulav, you have like thorns growing out of it, that's possible. Kovat, it has thorns. What about sodak? It's cracked. Or else okum, or else it's bent over. Doimala magal, or okum, it's bent over like a sickle, like a magal, like a, I would call like a, a moon type of a sickle, you call it. What? The knife you did cut things with. Looks like the moon. What?
The curved side.
The side,
a big one.
Yeah. If it's mamish bent over, like halfway over, that's called okim. Bent over, doim lamagul. It's possible. So here it says klot tzidik. If it has a crack, it's possible. So after you say before, nistak is kosher. Here it says clearly, tzidak is possible. Rashi says okim doim lamagul. Rashi says chodim ulti. It's one thing. If it's bent over, okim doim lamagul, like a magul, then it's possible. Chorus. What about the lulav is so dried up, like the wood already? Then it's possible. Rashi says chorus. Kosher. It's very hard. Shenasa charuish kandera chalulav. All of noisharim, its leaves fall off it. Piyamais tagasharim in the winter. V'yashedra on the backbone of it miskasher v'nasei. It becomes very hard and becomes a piece of wood. So if you just have the wood itself, that's possible. That's chorus. What about doim lechorus? It's just beginning to get hard, but the leaves are still on it. It's not like the leaves didn't fall off yet. It's just beginning to get hard. Then it's still kosher. Rashi says doim lechorus. His chol is kasher. It's beginning to get a little bit hard. But v'adayin lanasei, it didn't become like a piece of wood yet. Then it's kosher. But akol ponim, we have a sfira. Before we want to say now, Mishnah Mashmo ni niktam reishoy. Only if it was cut off a piece of the top leaf, but just if the top leaf was split, it's kosher. And here the Brisa says sodik. If you have a split in the top leaves, it's possible. So Amar Rav Papa, Papa answers like this. It depends how bad the split is. Amar Rav Papa, the ovid kehimnuk. If it's made like a himnuk, then it's no good. Kimnuk okum, kehimnuk. So Rashi, Amar Rav Papa, odik tani sodik possible. Lav shenizdak Rashi olin oishedram. El diyavid kihimnik. That means shal barzel shal seifrim sheish kol shnei roshim. That's like a prong. It has like two sides to it, like a fork. For roshah yechad mefutzah kach godla lulav. Kimin shnei shedros. Looks like mamish two backbones. Machtes olin lekan or machtes olin lekan. Mamish grows like two different backbones, and you have leaves coming off this side and leaves coming off this side. So that's called postum. It's so nista that mamish like a U. It looks like a U. The lulav. That's postum. Mamas grows and then it splits off the two different backbones. That's no good. But if it's just a little bit split, that's okay. So it's also shalal alocha. Alocha with makpa, this is not talking about the tiumis. Not talking about the top two leaves. Now when you check out a lulav, you have to always make sure you check it out the top leaf. Sometimes you have one top leaf and sometimes you have two of them. Those two we're makba not to be sodic at all. They can't have any cracks in it at all. Like we're makba, this Gemara now is talking about the other leaves. The rest of the leaves, if they're cracked, it's still kosher. As long as it's not sodic, mamish looks like doesn't look like a U. If it looks like a U, that's no good. Oh, this is a hard picture to see here. Here is a picture, but mamish looks like a U. So you have to look at it carefully. If mamish looks like a U, that's possible. But kozman doesn't look like a U, it's okay. Because so far, we're not talking about the tumors. We're not talking about the top two leaves. We're talking about the rest of the leaves. So it depends how bad the crack is to make it possible. The split is. Fine. Then it says, Okum, if it's bent over, Doim lamagul is possible. Omar Rav, Rav has said, Lo yamoron elo lefonav. Only if it's bent over, facing towards you. In other words, the shedra, usually the way we hold the lulav, that's called the shedra. The smooth part of the lulav faces us, that's like the backbone. So if the shedra is bent over, facing lefonav in front of it, that's possible. That's not hoder, it doesn't look nice anymore. Avulia achrov, let's say it's bent backwards. If the lulav is bent backwards, then griyasu. That's the way it's grown, that's normal, that's not a surf and hoder. That's okay. So it depends which way the lulav is bent. Vashad li achrov, shenekam letzad shedra. If it's bent backwards towards the shedra, that's okay. Mulafonov in front, letzad shekneged ha-shedra. Shederach zel tzad also k'shedra shobheima. Weiter. Omer Rav Nachman, litzdodim. What happens if the lulav is bent on the side, either right side or left side? Kilafon of domi and it's possible. That's what some say. That it's possible. The yamrullah, some say no kalachra of domi. That it blinds like it's in back and it's kosher. So men let's machlekes. But alocha we makbid, that if it's bent too much to the sides, also it's possible. Just if it's bent only la'achrov, bent backward, then it's still kosher. However, really la'mitzvah, though, the hiddur should always be as much as possible to get a straight going lulav. The more straighter it is, the more hoder, the more nicer it is. Now, it's only possible if mamish bent over a lot, like the mamish has to be ka'oka, the lamagal, has mamish bent over like a moon shape, mamish all the way over, that's when it's really possible. But just bent over a little bit, it's still kosher. Just the chetchila, though, the mitzvah, hid the hodr is that it should be as straight as possible. But it's dodim, if it's bent all the way over to the sides, that we pass in this puzzle. That's like lefona, that's puzzle. Only liachrov is kosher. The yomar rova, high luluf, the solik, bechad hutza, ba mumhul apostle. If the luluf, like, only has leaves on one side of it, the other side of the luluf doesn't give off leaves, that's like a balmum, it's posel. It's not harder, it doesn't look nice. Trashi the solid bechad hutza, shekol olav mitzad echad. All the leaves are only growing on one side of the luluf, that's not called a nice luluf, that's posel. Right, we don't have that. I mean, all the luluf is about to give off leaves on both sides. Right, that's concerned for miktam, it was cut off, and this like depends how big it is. Now, nifritzu olav. Then the Mishnah says the chilik between nifritzu olav, that's Nifritzul is also posel. It says Nifritzul, if the leaves spread out, it's posel. Nifritzul, if they're also way of spreading out, then it's kosher. So Rashi and the Mishnah learned the chilul between Nifritzul and Nifritzul. Nifritzul means the leaves were detached. It was like pulled off the luluf, but it's still there. So since it was detached from the luluf, that's why it's posel. Nifritzul means they're still attached, the leaves are still attached to the luluf, just they started to spread out, that's still kosher. And that's what Yehuda said, tie them together. That's what Rashi learned in the Mishnah. That nifritzu means it was broken off from the shedra. So Mora says, now nifritzu olav, the leaves are like broken off, it's posel. Omer Rav Papa, nifritzu diovet kichufya. You know what it means, broken off? It's made like a broom. If it's made like a broom, then it's posel. Nifritzu, what does it mean, spread out? The yifru, the fruit, the stam spread out a little bit, that's not so bad. So Rashi says, what does it mean, a chufya, a broom? Rashi says, kichufya, ash kubya. Sheboy mechabden es abayis. It's like a broom. A master used to use a broom. He used to use a luluf for a broom. V'yaisin loisay mi'olin sheluluf. They make the broom out of the leaves from a luluf. Hatlushim. Like Rashi said in the Mishnah. Yatolish. You pull off the leaves, off the backbone, off the luluf. Hatlushim yashedrim. V'yoydim mehen harbib yachin. It's time you tie them together. That's called nifritzu, the way Rashi learns. Aloch, I don't think we hold like this. Rashi to his nifritzu means mamish. You pulled off all the leaves of the luluf. And then you stamp tied them together. So that's pshit, that's not called a luluf. That's called a broom, it's no good. Ma'ashenken, if they're still attached, just they started to spread out, that's kosher. Nifridu mimar says, defru the yifrud. Trashi defru the yifrud. Roshayim nifrodim kiyan fedek, like leaves of a palm tree. Fiyen musorin imashedra, ela melmato. They're only attached, they're lying only on the bottom. Hey mechubarim bo. On the bottom, the leaves are still attached. So they started to spread all out. Still, it's kosher. Now, boyi rav papa. Papa clears a shayla. Nech l'ko hatiyu mesmal. This is what's negated the shayla by a luluf. What about the top leaf? If it was split, nech l'ko hatiyumis. Hatiyumis means when you have to figure it out, you have to watch the way the leaves branch off the shedra and follow your finger all the way up to the top of the shedra, to the top of the bone, like of the wood of the luluf. And that last leaf that goes up, that's called the tumis. Sometimes you have one going up, sometimes you have two top ones going up. So now usually the way the leaves of a lulavar, we all know, they're like two clasped together. So nifridum, if those two nistic means they're split, the top leaf-like became apart a little bit. So shal, is that kosher or not? So boira papa, nech lakar tumis, the top leaf split. Mahu. Toshma, come in here. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Nitlo hatiyumis posel. If it was taken off altogether, like it was cut off, the top leaf, then it's posel. So the Chura, my love, isn't it the same din? Who adin nechleko? Who adin if it's split, it'll be the same halacha? So Mura says, no, of course not. Loi, nitlo shani. Maybe only if it was taken off, it was pulled off, that's posel. To hochosalei, you don't have the top leaf altogether. Mashenkin, if the top leaf is just split, maybe it's kosher. No, like we had before, the only time really it's possible is if the whole luluf looks like a U. Mamas looks like two different shedras. But here we see clearly it's one shedra going up. It's one luluf. Just the top leaf split, so that it's not to say it's kosher. It's only possible if nitla. If those top leaf, one or two, was taken off altogether, then it's possible. Sister Chur be a riot, what we said before, that nikta means the wood itself. What's possible if you cut off the wood of the luluf? That's possible. Here the chiddush is, even though you didn't touch the wood, but if you took off the tiyumus, the top leaf, that's bad. If you chop off the whole top leaf, that becomes posel. So So when you touch the shedra, the wood itself of the lulav, that becomes possum. If you just touch the leaves, it would be kosher. Only if you cut off altogether the top leaf, that's what's possum. So then it says, Ika the army something not like that. The loch is not like that. Ika the army something like this. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Omer Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Nech lokat yumis. Let's say the top leaf was split. Nase kemish nitla hat yumis upsu apostle. What the Bryce means to say, even though the Bryce only says nitla, if the top leaf was taken off altogether, but who adin if it's split? If the top leaf is split, that's also considered like it's not there, and therefore it becomes posel. And that's where we hold la locham, that if the top leaf is split, it's posel. Now exactly how much does it have to be split? That's the machlokes we're showing you. Some shittas hold it has to be split all the way until the backbone, until the shedra. But lulav, the way lulav is, there's the wood itself, and then the leaf goes even further up. So some shittas is only posel, the top leaf is split all the way down. That's what some shittas are. Other shittas is roif. Some shittas are a tefach. The meister we're marked for the tefach. If it's split the tefach, then you shouldn't use it. But lechumra though, the best thing is not even a mashu. At least for the first day of Sukkot, people always check out the lulav to make sure even a mashu, a little split, should not be up there. Because some shittas hold, like the Mor doesn't say a shear, exactly how much is possible. Some shittas hold even a mashu, even a little split on the top is possible. So about if you could find the lulav that the top leaf is not split at all, about you better off. But lo yitzi, you can't find it, avadi could use it and make a bracha as long as it's not a tefach split. Like four inches split. Rashi says, Nech lukat yumis, shnei olin el yoinim, the top two leaves, and some the middle ones, she'ashem ha-shedra kola, that's where the end of the backbone is. Nech lukul zeh mizeh, v'nistako ha-shedra, that's where the shedra ends. Ad olin shalamata mehim. Now, Tumim Rashi Lefishim with the Bokim Ketumim. The reason why it's called Tumim usually means twins. So usually the leaves of a lulav are always two leaves bound together. That's the way the leaves are. Every leaf you have, you can split in half. So now the top leaf that's bound together, if it's split, that's the shaila, is it kosher or not? And we come out, if it's split, it's no good. Right. We have Yehuda Weimer. Yehuda says in the Mishnah that if the leaves were spread apart, so then you should just tie it back together again. So according to this, it's not talking about the tumis. It's talking about the rest of the lulav. If the rest of the lulav are also different, it's not talking about where the leaf was split. Just means the leaves, like on the side of the lulav, start to spread out. If it started to spread out, like it grows, so Yehuda says in the Mishnah, you have to tie them back together again to make it look like one. Tanya. We have Yehuda Weimer. Mishum Rabbi Tafrin. Kapois tamarim. The Torah says lulav is called kapois tamarim. Kofus. It means it has to be tied down together. That's the type of kapos tamarim. The leaf, the branches of a palm tree. But kofus vidashi means bound together. Imhoyu porut. It means if the leaves started to branch off already, yechavtenu, bind them, bow them, tie them together again. That's the view of Drusha. Omalei revinla ravashi. Mimai dahai kofus kapos tamarim. The lulav who? How do we know? When the Torah says kapos tamarim, it means the lulav like we take. How do we know it's the branch of the palm tree, the way we use it? Ema charusa bina. Ema charusa. Maybe it means like after a year later, when the leaves fall off and it becomes hard like a tree. Maybe that's what you have to use. Like a real branch of the palm tree. But not like we love the fresh lulav. Maybe it means charus. How do you know what kapos tamarim means? That says charusa. On the dekel, the branch of the dekel, mishen is kash, you have to became hard. Shtei shonim shlesh, you have to 2 or 3 years. Maybe that's what you have to use. So Gemara says, no. Bein and kapois v'leka. Mashma, you have to have leaves there, and it has to be bound together. If you use the charusa, just a piece of wood, there's no leaves on it, that's possible. And that's not called kapos tamarim. But the Gemara v'eima uftar, maybe it's uftar. Rashi's uftar is ashtula mi'ikir adekel, shul choluk, maybe it's the ikka part of the deck, the ikka part of the palm tree. That's very smooth. And it doesn't have any branches, any leaves coming off it at all. So my answer is again, kofos mechlau di ikka porid. Kofos means they're bound together, mashma they could be separated. Shrashi mashma she porid mischila v'yata koiftoi. That there is something to be separated and you have to put them together. The ufta has no separation to it. But the Gemara the high kof is b'yomid. The ufta, that even though it's fresh, but it's always bound together. For the Gemara b'ayma kufra, maybe it means kufra. So Rashi says hainu namik eight. It's also a type of a wood. Kain charus eladayin benchin. It's 1 year old. You could bend over its things. So the kids, maybe it's another type of a wood. So Moran says, the pasuk says, all the mitzvahs of the Torah are very sweet. The Torah only tells you to do the drachim, the ways you go in the Torah are sweet. In other words, the Torah wouldn't tell you to take something that's not nice. And vice versa here, this kufra has thorns on it. So the Torah wouldn't tell you to take a lulav that has thorns on it. It's not nice. Rashi says, Rocher Dakinoyim. The Elo, this type of a kufta, is oisir kakaitsim. It has thorns on it. The yaitsim.